1057 CFW.
This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire!
About a week ago, Police Chief Jeff Bladel.
We were looking for three missing individuals. We don't have any other information at this time that there is any additional people missing and or related to this incident.
City documents show the historic building's owner had been warned for months.
An escalation between the two countries.
A mixed day on Wall Street, not much movement in the indices. The Dow is off 104 points. S&P 500 and NASDAQ are both up slightly. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
At Charmin,
your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
As much a part of summer as those little push-up pops with the sherbet and flimsy plastic straws that would break if you pushed them the wrong way.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah, you remember those push-ups, right? 1057 CFW.
The sailors and the pilots, the soldiers and
brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alpert.
Amy, sell it in L.A. They hide it up and tell you right, I mean it's here to stay. Propping up the governments in Colombia and Peru. You ask any DEA man, he'll say there's nothing we can do. From the office of the president right down to me and you. Me and you. It's a losing proposition, but one you can't refuse. It's the politics of contraband.
CFW.
Matt DeFore wasted no time in saying, hey, here's what really is happening. So we're going to talk to them about public and private schools, taxpayer money, and what has conservatives ticked off. Some great reporting by Wisconsin Watch, and we'll talk to them coming up.
I understand just a little.
No comprende, it's a riddle.
I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, radio.
Absolutely excited to be on WGBW. That's 97.9 FM and 1590 AM in Green Bay, Stephen. Happy to be there.
So this is just what I have to say. It's a little bit of a tangent because this used to be dueling tangent times here on WGBW.
Sure.
Are the Republicans trying to be the most unattractive as they can? And what I mean by when I say that is the people they're putting up and running for president, it seems like if you had a lineup of...
I wish I was in Tijuana,
eating barbecued iguana.
I take requests on the telephone.
I'm on a way.
The Republican National Committee has decided times and dates there for that first debate down in Milwaukee. I'll tell you who it's not going to include. Breaking this afternoon on CNN, CNN's Dana Bash interviewing New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, saying that he...
Yo, I'm on a Mexican.
I think we figured out why he's not running. because he said he's the closest to a moderate Republican. And let's be honest, why would you put a Republican up that an independent might vote for? That would make too much sense. But this is also a thought that I had.
Sure.
I find it very interesting as a Democrat that the Republicans picked one of the most, if not the most, liberal city in the state of Wisconsin to host their convention.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need.
Attention, if you're a person who dislikes fun, please tune away now. Are they gone? Yeah, good. Okay. If you live in the Valley, you can pick up oldie stations and kids stations. And, well, we thought it was time for some fun. You know, this world doesn't have enough fun in it. So we've put together a radio station that has a great time playing the music you grew up with. And we sprinkle in a good dose of fun. Nothing wrong with fun. Life's too short. So come on along with us and enjoy the fun ride on the Fun Music Station, 105.7 CFW.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM. And WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
The tenor of this opinion piece from National Review, which again they didn't contact us for any comment. This is not a news article from them. This is just commentary. You know, they very clearly were trying to label our reporting as left-wing, progressive, and.
Series that we've looked at discrimination in schools more broadly with my coworker and co-reporter Mario Caron. But this story in particular was the final installment where I was looking at the policies, statements of faith that pertain.
CFW. You're official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 105.7 CFW. The Valley's fun music.
Change and wanting more tax dollars, public dollars, to go into the private school system. Places like the National Review, they know full well what's going on. Yes or no, they're just carpentering the base here and trying to make an issue out of nothing.
So the voucher system right now, there's a lot of funding purposes for the public school where they are, where they live.
Mm-hmm.
That amount is higher than what the voucher is worth. So public schools have been sort of reluctantly embracing the voucher expansion because there it's actually a better deal for them financially. Now, at the same time, there's all this to say, hey, that's not fair. We need to get more money to the voucher schools. And I think that's where this whole story coming in. Our story is not part of that debate, just to be clear.
Right.
But they, I think, understand in the conservative movement that stories like ours don't exactly help their cause, especially if...
CFW.
Termination. discrimination against marginalized groups. Although interestingly, the National Review article does try to do a little bit of that, which is, I thought, shocking. But anyway,
the story is, I mean, that's what people weighed in on to say. But really, mm-hmm. the story, the investigative reporting that we did was that this is something that is widespread. I'm one person, so I only looked at a third of the voucher schools, but like 50% of them, about 50% of them had some discriminatory practice against LGBTQ or disabled students. So this is not just like...
Say tonight, fight the breakup, don't come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the breakup, don't come tomorrow.
The way, Phoebe, and your entire, you and the crew there at Wisconsin Watch. But I guess I'm not saying it very well. I'm from Southwest Wisconsin in Richland Center. I've got family that lives up in Shawano, both fairly conservative places. If you go on the street and say, hey, should government intrude in your church? They'd say no. If you say, hey, if someone's receiving state taxpayer money, should the state have a say in it and should it abide by state law? Most of them would say yes. To me, that's kind of what it boils down to. Am I making it too simplistic? Phoebe?
Oh,
sorry.
Tonight, and fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, and fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Take me away. I wish that I could stay. Girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight.
Or perspective when I had asked that specific organization to grant that, to share their perspective in the story ahead of time, and they ignored me. So, I don't know. That's where the concern comes from. Yeah.
Stay with us. Talking to Matt and Phoebe from Wisconsin Watch on the other side of the break. This is the Town Hall Bowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I have no enemies. I have no enemies.
The business jet that entered restricted airspace. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
The loud boom prompted multiple emergency calls and social media posts like this one from a Fairfax, Virginia couple that was startled when recording a song together.
The plane crashed in Virginia, killing
all. Take my hand, it'll be all right. Surrender all your dreams to me tonight. They'll come true in the end.
Running for president, says CBS's Finn Gomez.
He's formally going to launch his bid for the White House with a campaign video and a kickoff rally in Des Moines, Iowa on Wednesday, which incidentally is also his 64th birthday. But today he makes his candidacy official with his filing with the Federal Election Commission.
Keep it all to yourself. I said you can't hide on the inside all the pain you've ever felt. Ransom my heart.
Mikuska. A 42-year-old New Richmond man was shot and killed by law enforcement Saturday in the town of Star Prairie. According to a release from the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office, the man was inside of a home with a woman and two children and was seen holding a hunting rifle and was making threats towards officers. He was shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy and a New Richmond police officer when he came outside of the home. The shooting is under investigation by the Polk County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Every county in Wisconsin except for far northwestern Wisconsin is under an air quality advisory through midnight. Air quality index numbers
moving way too fast. Use every alibi.
the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription.
Is 105.7.
Our guest this half hour, Matt DeFore, State Bureau Chief and reporter Phoebe Petrovic from Wisconsin Watch. They have done a remarkable job here, particularly Phoebe, on this reporting on funding for voucher schools in the state of Wisconsin, getting public dollars because people are able to kind of transfer their dollars now and take it to a voucher school, a private religious school in this case, but not adhering to a lot of the Wisconsin rules of non-discrimination, particularly against LGBTQ plus folks and other things. And great writing, great reporting. And Phoebe, if we were talking over the break here, Matt pointed out you're an award-winning broadcaster now, a journalist, winning a Murrow Award. And in our business, that is no small thing, my friend. That is congratulations. That's fantastic.
This is 105.7 CFW.
It was a funny thing to get nationally reviewed on the second day of Pride Month, so, as it were. Right. But it goes.
Ironic timing, but important reporting, certainly. Matt, another one of your reporters, Mario Caran, is it Caran or Caran?
Caran, yeah.
Caran, did another story on this same kind of issue with school public or school funding in Wisconsin, this time focusing on the public school side of it and focusing on some of these folks with disabilities, students with disabilities being denied into public schools. So I want to make it clear to Maria Marilyn Monroe.
But in this case, this is a public program where students can open enroll from their current district into a different district. But it turns out that it's not quite school choice for everybody, because for students with disabilities, that's the current law of the land, and that's perfectly legal under our system, but that doesn't mean people have to sort of sit back and say, well, that's the way things are. So, you know, we as an organization, you know, take our mission and our principles very seriously, and one of those is to... public school system funds disabilities, students with disabilities at 30% of what it costs to take care of
30%.
Them. 30%? At 30%. It's one of the lowest rates in the nation. The governor has proposed increasing that to 60%. Currently, if you are a voucher student...
Partly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high right around 86.
Teaching shortage in this state. Ironically enough, funny how that works. Again, I won't put you into an opinion mode, but for me, for a guy who saw this, some of the stuff behind the scenes, there is a $7 billion surplus, Howard Markline, to fix this if we wanted to.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how they address it. They haven't finalized any of this yet, so we'll see what the Republicans come up with in the budget process. But we know where the governor's sort of what his ante and opening bid is, and it's 60% funding. It seems like the, you know, again, we'll see. We'll see what they do.
Phoebe, in your reporting,
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways that it wouldn't last.
hanging out once. Love them and leave them fast. Guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, children, and some of them used. But it was Saturday night. Jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not,
you know, you as a kid might not have the choice as to where you're sent to school. You might be sent to a school that is unsafe. And, you know, that where you might try to seek help. Like I had a, you know, we had a, we found a complaint sent to the governor, actually, by a student who said, hey, I think there are two gay students at my school who are being discriminated against. I want you, Governor Evers, to do something about this because this is discrimination and they get funding through school choice, and DPI and the governor.
Valley's fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
Please don't stop the music. Music. Please don't stop the music. 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 Please don't stop the music. 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 Please don't stop the music.
Treatment in big air quotes, you know, and so he was sent to a school. He wanted to go to the public school, but, you know, he was sent to the Sheboygan Lutheran instead and, you know, was sitting through classes where teachers said that he was an abomination without knowing that they were saying that to him.
And now we're rocking on the dance floor, acting naughty, your hands around my waist, just let the music play.
1057 CFW.
Those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belonging.
Bob.
News at 3 o'clock. So join me as I'll be, I feel like Joan Rivers filling in for Johnny Carson, although Joan looks better in a dress. But anyway, yes, I'm filling in the guest chair for Matt Flynn Direct from 3 until 4. Cannot wait. Taking your phone calls. All callers taken. Lines will be open at the top of the show. We're going to take your phone calls. I've got a few minutes left here in this hour. What is your favorite cheese? And who is your favorite cheese maker? Give us a call, 844-9-
Sad Lola, won't some sweet mama come and take a chance with me, as I am so bad.
Fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Seymour. This is 105.7 CFW.
I don't make a move to a town that's worth it.
Absolutely. Stephen, we appreciate calling back at Green Bay, my friend, and have a wonderful day listening to us on WGBW in Green Bay.
Will do. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephen. A couple of great choices there. He's right. Being a master cheese, a certified master cheesemaker, it's very difficult. And there's science to it. There's chemistry, as well as just kind of an art as well. It's a mixture of art and science coming together. I agree, Mr. Perry. Probably for me, it's a darn near tie between Carr Valley and Sid Cook.
Port wine spread. That's really good.
Yeah, the Owl's Nest garlic cheese spread is one of my favorites too. Oh, that's really good stuff. A couple of minutes left here. If you want to call us, 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789.
If you enjoy excitement of the high-flying kind, you won't want to miss the Chippewa Valley Air Show June 4th and 5th. The F-16 Viper team will thrill you. Then the Blue Angels take it to the next level with exciting shows all day, both days, at the Chippewa Valley Airport. Celebrate aviation at this heart-pounding event. Information and tickets at ChippewaValleyAirShow.com.
I run a comb through my hair and step out in.